This is Jay Palmer on Gosport Hospital Radio. I got my first real six string.
I was a ghost, I was alone, huh, 두어진, huh, 길 속에 given the throne, I didn't know how to believe I was the queen that I'm meant to be.
I live two lives, try to play both sides, but I couldn't find my own place. Caught a problem child, could've got too wild, but now that's how I'm getting paid.
Could that be on stage?
These patterns all in the past now, and finally live like the girl they all see. No more hiding, I'll be shining like I'm born to be. Cause we are hunters, voices strong, and I know I believe we're going up, 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 up inside.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to this week's Tea Time Mix with me, Jay.
And me, Lou.
I hope you're all well. I know I am. Are you, Lou?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Oh, good. You're looking forward to today's show?
Yeah, it should be a good one.
It's a bit different for us, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we're starting off one from last year.
Yeah. I thought that was an appropriate one to start with, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
This week's theme is all about the Oscars, and every song that's played is either a winner or was nominated for the best song Oscar. And the Oscars were Sunday night, yesterday morning, and that was the winner of last year's award. So I thought that was appropriate.
Yeah, it's not a bad song.
No, that was Golden by Hunter X
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, and that's the film it's from.
It's massive.
Yeah, the K-pop is massive though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's why we thought we'd start with that. Just a little bit of something different. So we go from one massive franchise to probably the biggest one possible, isn't it?
Yeah, we had to play one from this franchise, really.
Yeah, and it did win the Oscar, so there was a good reason. Yeah. I could have played a few, but we thought this one. Dare I say it, it's probably about the only time you'll ever really hear me playing this artist, because I don't particularly like her. But that's my opinion. Other people might like her, and I'm not holding that against it. But let's go with a little bit of Skyfall by Adele.
this is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So overdue.
And there you heard Adele with Skyfall. That won the Oscar in 2012. I don't know the other. I haven't made a note of the other nominations. Can't have been anything good if that didn't win. If that won, and does it?
I suppose it's only really known because it's a Bond theme.
Yeah, like I say, I don't. I personally don't like Adele, but that's my personal opinion. Nobody else's.
No.
So that was 2012. We're going back to the 60s now, and this guy had piercing blue eyes, and it's an absolute classic. Vic Reeves covered it before he had his number one with Dizzy. I bet you didn't know that one.
No, I didn't actually.
But saying that, you don't know this one, do you?
No.
Anyway, so here we go with a little bit Matt Monro, another one that had an absolutely wonderful voice. So let's go with a bit of a Born Free, and this is from the film's Born Free, and it's about Elsa the Lion Cub. So I hope you enjoy.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. It's time you look at a star. Stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. But only worth living, 'cause you're born free.
There you just had the wonderful Matt Monro with Born Free. Absolutely beautiful voice. I remember Mum, you told me that about him years and years ago, and I still think he's got a fantastic voice now. What do you think, Lou?
He does. He has a brilliant voice.
It's so silky and so, yeah, I can listen. Okay, this is the sort of person I can listen to all day.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. So that was from, what year was that? That was the winner from 1966. God, blimey. Do you think that's old?
Yeah, well, it is.
That was 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Never mind. But if you think that's old, the next one's even older.
Ooh.
It's from 1953.
Yeah, that's old.
But I love this film. You've never seen it, have you?
No.
This is a song from Calamity Jane, one of Doris Day's many hits. This is probably her biggest one. So we'll have a little bit of a Secret Love. And like I said, this one in 1953. So I hope you enjoy a bit of the lovely Doris Day.
A secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So friendly the way that dreamers often do, just a wonderful you are, and why I'm so in love with you.
Shadow, we're far from the shadow.
that we just had Secret Love by Doris Day, wasn't it?
It was, from 1953.
Very old.
Yeah, even older than me. But that's not saying much, though, is it?
And then we came quite a bit more recent, but it's still 8 years old now. That's gone quick. I remember that coming out, and I liked it from first time I heard it.
And I've still not seen the film.
No, I haven't. But
that's scary.
I've heard it's a very good film, Star is Born.
Yeah. Question for you, Lou. Sorry to jump in. Did you know that the original song from Star is Born, when it was released back in late 70s, early 80s, that one's the song, best song Oscar as well?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Evergreen by Barbra Streisand.
Oh, wow.
Useless fact of the day.
Always try and get one of them in.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, Shallow was by Lady Gaga, a well-known singer, Bradley Cooper, who's better known as an actor, but doesn't have a bad voice, actually.
He doesn't, and that's an amazing song.
It is.
It really shows off her voice.
So, coming up next, we've got a bit of a sing-along here.
Yeah, and it's from one of the Rocky films, isn't it?
Rocky 4, I want to say.
Did I write it down? I can't remember. It's either 3 or 4. No, I didn't write it down. Oops. It's either 3 or 4.
From 1982.
Yeah. Oh. But it didn't win.
No.
The song that won it, don't say what it is, Lou, will be coming up a little bit later.
Yeah.
So what is it?
So we've got Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
So there you just heard Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Great song. It's one that you can sing along to. Did you know they actually did another Rocky theme as well later on?
No.
Do you know their song Burning Heart?
Yeah, another good song.
That's another Rocky theme.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, it just came to me. I don't know how or why, but strange things do that like that to me, though, don't they?
Yeah.
So we got the 1984 winner next. And I know this... No, sorry, it wasn't the winner, it was nominated. And it was one that all four, three of us like, don't we?
Yeah, it's an artist we all really like as well.
And if I remember correctly, there was quite a few good songs nominated that any of them could have won it. And the winner was actually Stevie Wonder with the song from The Lady in Red, I Just Called to Say I Love You. And I contemplated playing that, but then I thought, no, we'll play a British artist that most of you will have heard of, because he's such a good singer. So let's go with Phil Collins and Against All Odds.
Where can you always find a mixed bag of music? On Wednesdays between 4 to 5pm on Gosport Hospital Radio, that's where. Andy's AM in the PM. From noughties throwbacks to classics from the 60s, with a splash of musical theatre, film favourites and some forgotten gems in between. Andy, bringing the music closer to you on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays to Gospel Hospital Radio for India Hour with me, Tom, and you.
Patch.
No, I'm Patch.
Oh yeah.
And welcome back from that short break. What did we hear before then, Lou?
Against All Odds by Phil Collins.
Good song. Yeah. That's actually from a film called Against All Odds, a film that I really don't remember at all.
No.
So that was from 1984 nomination award ceremony. So we'll jump a year, shall we?
Yeah.
There was three songs in the charts in 1985 with this title. And this was the only one that didn't get to number one.
Oh, wow.
Go on then.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Which was in Christmas time.
And I can't remember the other.
Jennifer Rush.
Yes.
And Celine, I believe it's Celine Dion that she covered it as well at one stage.
Yes, she did.
But this is a much better song. And obviously it was from a film. I must admit, it's one of my favourite films of all time. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I love Back to the Future. Because they do a parody of Chuck Berry in it, don't they, at the end? And so if you haven't guessed from what we've just talked about, said, let's have a bit of The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News. And like I said, this is from 1985. And this was only nominated, Lionel Richie, with the song from White Knight, Say You, Say Me, one. So I hope you enjoyed this one. So there you heard Huey Lewis in the News with the Power of Love. Such a good song. It's such a real good poppy song, isn't it?
Yeah.
That, to me, that really sums up the 80s and on the style of it, how it was.
You can tell it's an 80s song.
Saying that, the next one's 80s as well.
No, it's actually 1990.
I should read my notes, shouldn't I? Coming up next, we've actually got a band that actually did start in the 80s. That's the reason why I thought it was an 80s song. And probably one of their biggest hits was in the 80s. You have to give me that one. So coming up next, we have a little bit of Blaze of Glory that was nominated in 1990, and it was lost out to the song Sooner or Later, which was from the Dick Tracy movie. That's not a Madonna song because she did a lot of music for that film. So let's go with Blaze of Glory with Bon Jovi. So I hope you enjoy.
I don't know where I'm going, only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a gamble in the wind. Yeah! You're brought into this world with a seal upon your sin. Have to steal or have to win. Well, they tell me that I'm wanted. Yeah, I'm a wanted man. I'm a goat in your stable. I'm what Cain was to Abel. Mister, catch me if you can. We'll be right back.
There you had. It was actually, you said it was actually John on his own, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was John solo.
Oh wow, it's great, a good song. This one you just don't hear.
It's a very good one though.
Yeah, but saying that, we love Bon Jovi, as it was proven by your T-shirt today, my dear.
Yep.
Yeah, she's wearing a Bon Jovi T-shirt. That so.
And I did that before we decided we were going to play that.
Yes, I'll give you that. Unfortunately, I don't think Nirvana have ever been nominated for a film.
I don't think their songs have really been used in a film.
No, and I don't think they would win either. I'm not being rude.
No.
So, we're getting towards the end of the show. Have you realised it's 6:15?
I know. It always goes quicker.
Where's today's show gone? And I'm loving this, and I'm playing so many different songs and songs that I wouldn't normally play as well.
You're playing different stuff.
Mm. But we like this next one.
Yeah.
And this one's from the original Toy Story, isn't it?
Yep, Toy Story 1 back in the 90s.
Yeah, this one we've got... I can't see it on my list.
95.
From 1995. And how did this not win?
I suppose if you look at what won, it's not that surprising. It was against a Disney film.
Yeah, but this was huge.
Yeah.
And we still love it when we hear it at the open mics, don't we?
Yeah.
So, coming up next, we've got a bit of Randy Newman. And you'll go, who? But it's a song, believe me, you'll know. As soon as you hear it, you'll know the song. So, let's have a bit of You've Got a Friend in Me. It's an absolute classic track.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
What a great song that was. You don't... It's so short, but it's...
Powerful.
Powerful.
Yeah.
And I love listening to that, but saying that, I love the film that it was from, being Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Which is a good one. So, coming up next, we do actually have a winner. With Streets of Bruce Springsteen. Did you know that they won it?
No, I didn't, actually.
It's really... This, you think You've Got a Friend is powerful. This is even more so.
Yeah.
So, coming up next, we've got a bit of the Boss, or should I say Bruce Springsteen, with Streets of Philadelphia in this one. And it was actually from this film that starred Tom Hanks of Philadelphia. So, here we go.
Battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia? Like stone, I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. That night I could hear the blood in my veins, just as black and whispering as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia. Gonna greet me. It's just you and I, my friend. And my clothes don't fit me no more. I walk 1,000 miles just to slip this ski. The night is falling, I'm lying awake. I can feel myself fading away. So receive me, brother, with your faithless kiss. Or will we leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia?
And there you heard Bruce Springsteen with The Streets of Philadelphia. That's a really good, powerful song. You see what I mean by it?
Yeah.
So powerful. And it's a very, very good film. Tony had asked me to play that one. Unfortunately, he's not actually with not listening today. He's in a bit having a chat with CJ at the moment. So, but I'm sure he'll listen again later on our Listen Again function. If you haven't found that, head across to our website and you'll hear most of our... shows over the last 7 days and beyond, There's a mixture of all the live shows and other shows there as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this week's show with me and
Amelia.
We're playing songs from the Oscars, many winners, a few nominations as well. So coming up as the last song of the day, I think this sums up how we feel when we come away from here every week, isn't it?
Definitely.
This is from
Despicable Me 2.
Yeah, I always get this mixed with Trolls, but that's Can't
Stop This Feeling
by Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
But no, it was not nominated, but it didn't win. And somehow this didn't win either, but it was beaten by that song from Frozen. So let's go with a bit of Happy and Pharrell Williams. And I will see you same time, same place next week with Jay and Lou's Tea Time Mix. So have a good week all. Bye. Back because I thought we'd had too much time. We got too much time, so we'll do a quick chat now. So I'll do a run through of this week's shows coming up. So tonight at 8 o'clock we have Tom and Patch with their Indie Hour. That's usually a good show, so if you get a chance to have a listen in. Then tomorrow between 1 and 2 we have Same Sarah Different Day. That's Sarah with her choices. And then that's followed between 4 and 5 by Andy's AM in the PM. That's a good show as well. So moving on to Thursday, between 2 and 3, you have Lorna with her Heart to Heart, which is mainly 70s. It's all 70s. And then on at 8 o'clock, you have Paul Dodd with a slice of the 70s as well. So
playing Gosport's best
music. Have fun, everybody. Bye.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio.